Robin.
Hi.
Don't forget, this weekend is the Origami Championships on Sky. It's pay-per-view.
More money, more music.
I got a message that yesterday. I was just like, Robin.
That's a good one.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
The world right now has got some really serious issues. But what if you could live in a world that didn't? The only catch is it's all totally fake. People were asked if they'd be willing to trade in their lives now to live in a virtual reality world. And believe it or not, nearly 20% of them said yes. And here are their reasons why. 22% want to get away from today's real-world problems. Yeah, man, I hear that. 33% want to meet fictional characters. 39% want to make an avatar of themselves that's more attractive. And 9% of them would want their avatar to be a creature that's not human. 46% want to live in a virtual reality world because impossible things are possible there. And the top reason... Nearly half would love to visit places like Mars, Gotham City, or Mordor from Lord of the Rings. Do you trade in your life now? Live in a virtual reality world? You're thinking about it though, aren't you? Yeah, that sounds all right.
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up!
Look who's here.
That's our old buddy.
It's Joseph Louise, look.
Oh, thank you so much.
You work here now?
Yeah. Joseph, I just told them I have to go to IFM again.
Joseph was George's surprise yesterday.
Yeah.
And you came in yesterday and George was blindfolded. It was a bit freaky.
It was.
But luckily, you're a nice guy.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Because if it was the other way and he was a bit crazy, I don't know what would have happened. Because it was just after 7 o'clock.
And that would have been massively your fault.
There's like no one here. And yesterday I forgot to give you tickets for the gig on Friday.
I collected today.
So you've got
Thank
them
you
now.
So much.
Right, so I messaged him and said, I'm really sorry, I forgot to give you those tickets. So like, can I come back in and get them? Oh, you know what he wants. Yes, all right, come back in. Okay, see you just before 9 o'clock.
It always begins, the microphone addiction. Just going to get back on.
So after your starring appearance yesterday, how did your mates react? Did anyone hear you?
Oh, yeah. So many people.
Really?
So many of my friends. They were all waiting from 6:30 onwards.
They were waiting for you.
Even my parents and many of my friends. Everyone was like, and Freaky. Since you were telling, like, you know, he's here.
Yeah.
Everyone was messaging me saying that, hey, Joe, go fast. They are waiting for you. I'm getting messages. I'm hearing you also. So it was fun. It was really fun.
Talk of the town.
Yeah, look at him. Look. All right, mate. Listen, it's lovely meeting you again.
Same year. Same year.
We should make this a daily occurrence.
Oh, yeah, please.
No! No! I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
I'm so achy. I'm really, really achy.
Why?
Why do you think? Right, my legs, my inside of my legs, Bells. Really achy.
Did you go to the gym?
No, I didn't. Didn't go to the gym.
What have you done?
I know, right? So, and my lower back, really achy. Friday evening, I felt it. Yesterday, I really felt it. And it's getting better today.
Have you lifted something heavy?
Well, this is what I was thinking. I was on the sofa yesterday thinking, what have I done?
Okay.
And I thought, this feels like I've had leg and lower back day at the gym. No, it does.
It's impossible. You would never.
I haven't done it. And I'm thinking, hang on. I went up to the Crown Plaza on Friday. I had a little swim with Annie. But that didn't do it.
Mm.
That wasn't it. So what did I do? And then it hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is so embarrassing.
Come on, tell us.
Oh,
come on.
I had a delivery from Home Centre.
Okay.
And I put together two units.
And that's you out?
Yeah, it has.
Wow.
I know, tell me about it.
Well done.
Thank you very much. But I feel like I'm dead.
I'd love to see what you'd come back after the gym, after the session in the gym.
Oh, don't, please don't. I don't even want to think about it.
Robin Banks.
Good morning.
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just want to listen to that closer version of yours.
Oh, mate, so many requests for this song. So many requests. Our head of music here at the radio station hates it, obviously, because it's the truth about the song, right?
It is.
It comes on the radio and you think, oh, no, not that song again.
Yeah, just play it, man.
So I recorded a special little version of Closer. This is to everybody, and everybody in radio as well, because I swear all radio presenters, they've got to play it because it's very popular. But so you like my version, yeah?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Big time. Oh, I love you. Who are you?
This is Hassan.
All right, Hassan, thanks for the call.
Yes, buddy.
Here's your song right now.
Thanks.
Hey. I was doing just fine first time I heard you. Even downloaded you on iTunes back in May. Hey, I would sing you out loud, but that was back then. Now I hope I never hear you again. Every time I start my car, turn on the radio and there you are. And in car four and at the mall, at the shopping center and then back in the car. And it won't stop. No, it won't stop. I hate this song called Closer. It's been played over and over. It's been drilled into my core like a dentist in my molar. Lock the garage, start the motor, let the exhaust take its toll. In my boot there are chain smokers. If one more time I hear Closer. If one more time I hear Closer. I might murder the chain smokers. Who could be calling this early? Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hang on, let me turn you up so everybody can hear you because you're really low.
Hello.
Is everything all right in your world?
No.
No? What's up? Can we help?
I am mad.
You're what? I can't really... I actually seriously can't hear you.
I'm a killer clown.
You're what?
Killer clown.
You're a killer clown?
Yeah.
Yeah, hilarious.
A very quiet one.
Yeah. You're not very scary.
No. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, that's really...
That's me laughing. Anyway, gotta go now. Goodbye. Robin Banks. Hi FM. Bella Tanner's arrived.
Hello, sorry I'm late.
Well, you're not late, really.
Well, I thought it was. I'm later than usual.
Well, yeah, you are. But really, you're not late because you just drift in at whatever time.
True.
Are you later than usual?
Okay. Yes, I normally arrive at 7:10, but 13 minutes was added onto my journey because my brain decided to go, you're going home, and I took a wrong turn.
So you come in the way that you've always come in.
Yeah, so I live in MQ and basically you've got to turn left to get onto Sultan Caboose Street.
Yeah.
So you have an option to do a U-turn at that junction, and my brain went, you're going home, and I did a U-turn, and which meant I have to go all the way down to the end of the road, wait at another set of traffic lights to do a U-turn.
I'm not being sexist, but it's worse being a bloke.
Why is that?
Because being a bloke, you can't admit to that. You've admitted to that, and you think it's funny, and it is funny.
Yeah. Like,
even being a bloke, it's funny, but blokes have got this inbuilt thing that we cannot say that we've taken a wrong turn. You just can't do that.
I don't understand why. What's the problem?
I know. I don't understand why either. But it's an inbuilt thing that has come through generations.
It's a stupid thing.
And it's like, I'm late. Why? Oh, I left late. Actually, I missed my turning.
Yeah.
I had to go 5 miles out of the way.
Surely you would get away with being late a little easier if you said, oh, I just missed my turning. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, but you can't say that.
Instead of going, oh, it's just because I'm
a
late.
Guy. It just doesn't work.
Robin Banks.
That man is a product of a poor environment.
Probably been stealing since he could crawl.
Let's party.
This is Hi FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland. A kid called Samuel Annis didn't think his sister was taking good care of her goldfish, so he took them out of her tank last week and replaced them with something.
I really want to know what it is.
And then he posted a picture of it to Twitter, and he put the fish in his tank to take care of them until she noticed, but she never did.
Never?
But the internet did.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to show you the picture, okay?
Yeah.
There it is. That is the picture.
I just can't imagine what... Oh, you're joking me.
I mean,
that's genius.
He replaced them with baby carrots.
Baby carrots.
And his tweet about replacing the fish with baby carrots has now gone viral. And there's still no word on whether his sister has figured out what's going on. and there are baby carrots there.
How can you not notice? They never move.
What a strange, strange era we live in, where a kid messing with his sister becomes international news.
That's brilliant.
You know, back in my day, when I messed around with my younger brother, it was just for the love of messing around, not to get famous. Come on, ladies, come on, ladies.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Alhamdulillah, can't complain.
Go on, complain. Have a little complain now. Come on. You know you want to complain,
I would have complained. I mean, a little complaint is a motivator. I know that. I know it's it motivates you. But, you know, the thing is that in Islam, in my religion, it's always... be contented in everybody's religion.
Do you know, that's like life. Just be content because there are people who are dreaming for your life. No matter how bad it is, people are looking at you going, I wish I had that life.
Really? You know Aamir Khan, the famous Indian actor Aamir Khan?
Well, I've heard of him.
He in the interview, they asked him that, you know, several questions.
Yeah.
He said, listen, one thing, remember, I have stopped one thing long time back. They said, what? They're running after a girl and a bus.
Yeah.
You know, in India, running after a bus is a big thing in India. There's like a lot of traffic there. And
I've been to India and it's just crazy.
You've been to India? Really? Which part?
A place called Bangalore.
Bangalore, yeah. Bangalore. I think I passed through Bangalore while going to Mamlashur and Panchgani, the hill stations.
I may have met you there.
I was there in 81.
I remember you.
Robert, you're good, man. You're good.
Yes, I am.
That's right.
Okay, bye then. You've got to get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM. It's High FM, it's Robin Banks. Have you seen this? Panasonic have launched a new washing machine for the Indian market with a special curry setting to tackle curry stains. A curry button, as if there aren't already enough buttons on a washing machine already. How about those washing machines that play tunes at the end of the wash? Have you seen those? Or other appliances like the dishwashers or the microwaves beeping constantly to say they finished, and it'll only turn off when you go and physically turn it off. Okay, you finished. I get it. I'm coming. I just wish they could move the technology on a little bit further so you can talk to them like Siri or Alexa. Dishwasher, stop beeping. I know, my dishes are finished.
Leave it a while, Robin. You know the dishes are still too hot.
Oh, thanks.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kids. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Can you tell the difference between hot and cold water just from the sound it makes when it's being poured?
I think everybody would say yes because it's a 50-50 choice. Yeah, I know.
Without taking a guess, what would you say? This is the audio. Is this hot or is this cold?
I'm sticking with hot, but I'm not as confident.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm with George on this one. I think it's hot.
You think it's hot. Everybody bar one person.
It's saying it's hot.
It's saying it's hot.
So is it?
Okay, so that you reckon is hot. So what about this one?
It does. It sounds like cold water.
Yeah.
So you think that's cold? Actually, guys, you are exactly right.
Yes.
That first bit of audio, this one here, same mod. That's hot water. And the second bit of audio is cold water.
I'm a genius, I knew it.
You may not have noticed it before, but you can tell the difference between hot and cold water just from hearing the sounds.
Every day's a school day, huh?
When they're poured. How amazing is that? You don't even have to have good hearing. It is really obvious, isn't it, when you hear the audio. And the reason is that water gets thicker when it's hotter, so it makes a different sound hitting the cup. There's a guy called Steve Mould, and he has a science channel on YouTube.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
Where he talks about just this. That's cold water. And that's hot water.
The reason they sound different is because of the fact that the viscosity of water goes down when you heat it.
There you go.
When you pour water, the way it splashes into a cup is affected.
How long did you spend on this channel?
What are you trying to say about my life?
From Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on Hi, FM.
Let's go! How are you?
Yeah, I'm still fine. What are you calling about?
I said it's cold.
You were the only person, dude, that said that audio was cold water.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
But it was hot water. Was that it? Okay, bye then.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. We should have one for bye. As well as good morning.
Enough.
Thank you for your uninformed opinion.
And now, radio listeners.
Robin Banks.
Do a lot of crazy things on this show. Listeners, we just want to get you through your day.
So I found something the other day.
What'd you find?
Well, I don't really want to talk to you about it because it's a bit weird and okay. I know which way you're going to take this.
Okay, well, first of all, tell me how you think I'm going to take it.
Like, I'm some sort of weird stalker.
You're a weird stalker. Okay.
But no, I didn't mean to do this. Okay. But what happened was I was Googling abandoned radio stations because if there's two things that I really like, it's radio and abandoned stuff.
Okay, so abandoned stuff and radio stations.
Yeah, and then I came across a radio station that you actually used to work for.
Oh, okay. Virgin Radio?
No.
Atlantic 252?
Yeah. And I found a photo of
Hang on. That's not abandoned. It was closed down. It's not abandoned.
Well, closed down, not using anymore. Right. That type of thing. Failed radio station.
It's not a failed radio station. It's the biggest radio station in the world at one point.
But no, I think I was reading about the one that took the transmitter afterwards, like the sporty radio station that didn't last long at all.
Yeah, not Talk Sport. What was it called?
Team Talk.
Team Talk.
So I ended up finding that.
Yeah.
And then I got onto Atlantic 252.
Can I just
ask, found a photo of you.
What time was this? Were you supposed to be working? Were you in the office at this time?
No, I had finished work and I was trying to have a nap.
Okay, right.
I got into an internet hole. I'm trying to find it now. Hang on. It's just so 80s. So, that's what I thought was hilarious.
Dude, wait. Well, first of all, it was the 90s I was there. Yeah.
Oh.
Is this a photo of me?
Yes. I'm trying to find it. I don't know where. Hang on. There's loads of photos on here. And they're all like really old. It's really weird.
What are you trying to say?
I was like, there's not computers. What are you doing? I can't find this photo now.
Oh, that's a shame.
Have you gone and deleted it?
I was...
gone onto the admin and gone, get rid of it now.
I was looking over your shoulder.
It's not in Atlantic 252 RIP, is it?
I hope not.
It'd be a bit awkward. I can't find it anymore.
Oh, that's a shame.
What have you done with it? I feel like you've done something with it.
What did I look like? Was I really sexy?
Do you know what?
Yeah, I was.
I've never seen somebody's skin look so soft.
That's because I was so young. So young and innocent.
How old are you?
Let's play another song, shall we?
Oh my God.
What?
I found it.
You found the picture of me?
Yeah. It's with you and a load of other people, but I did find one of just you.
Okay, this is back in the 1990s.
Is it 90?
Yeah.
I was certain it was the 80s.
It may look like an 80s photo, but it wasn't. It's the 1990s. And this is me at a previous radio station.
Yeah.
Atlantic 252.
Got quite the quiff.
Yeah, I did, actually. Okay, let's have a look. Yeah. This is the one you saw last month.
All right, let's have a look. That's...
That's nice.
Yeah.
I look all right.
Do you see what I mean about soft skin?
Yeah, yeah. Very, very soft skin. And that's before Photoshop.
Maybe it was just a bit of a blurry camera.
And I did look. And look at that look. That's that. Oh.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Hey, you girls. Look a little bit lost.
Do I?
You're not looking at the camera. Yeah, you're looking up above it.
Mate, that's because back in those days, you had like proper cameras.
Yeah.
Not this digital lot, but you just kept on taking snaps until you got the one.
Oh, okay.
You didn't really know, did you?
So it's that like... was the best out of a bad bunch, was it?
I think it was, yeah. Robin Banks
and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
Hello.
Hello. Is it 6:30 or 6:30?
Pardon? 6:35.
What? It's 6:35, no? 6:35?
Yeah, 6:30. Okay. Have you just woken up now?
I woke up because you guys are waking me up.
We woke you up?
Yes.
Well, is that...
Sorry?
Sorry, or maybe that's good? I don't know.
Yeah. We can actually switch radios on houses.
I do that with my mind.
Okay, you guys wake up, no?
Okay, are you telling us to wake up?
Wake up my wife.
Do you want me to wake up your wife?
Is that a good idea?
I don't think that's a good idea. Well, I don't know. Unless we tape this conversation and then I can say to the ROP, hey, there's the tape. He told me.
It's not usually the service we provide, if I'm honest. That's kind of branching out for us.
We could do it. Do you think I'd need an NOC for that?
From everyone. Oh, I'm not involved in this.
Thankfully, because that would be awkward.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it just?
What is this guy going on about?
I'm sure I heard something about a kebab, though. Did you have a kebab last night, buddy?
I just farted.
What?
Farting.
Breaking wind.
She had a kebab last night.
Are you calling the right radio station?
I am.
Oh, no, he is.
Is this a dietary?
Is this a complaint?
Yeah, complaint.
Oh, no.
About your digestive system.
About his wife's digestive system. What? Listen,
she had kebab last night.
We get blamed for everything. I told you I heard kebab.
I know.
How is that awful?
Listen,
awful kebab.
It sounds like it really was an awful kebab.
Mate, it's been... Okay, it's been amazing speaking to you.
It's been real.
Can you call again every day at this time?
Oh, yes, okay.
Just to update us on your wife's
kebabs.
Well,
I don't know.
I know.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm putting the phone down now. Goodbye. I'm going. I'm just going
to
hang up. All right.
Gonna have to.
Gone.
Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
And Bella Tanner's in. And
hi.
I can't look Bella in the eye because of a video that she showed me yesterday.
This is such an overreaction.
I need to see this because I've no idea where it's going to go.
Well, maybe it is an overreaction.
It is.
Maybe this is me.
This is ridiculous.
So she showed me this video yesterday and since then I still can't look her in the eye.
Would you like me to show it?
Just
press play on that.
Press play on the video.
Press play.
And Bella's now handed George the phone.
Oh, this is the one from your Instagram?
Yeah. It's on my Instagram account.
Publicly on your Instagram account.
Yes. Follow me. That's it. It's 9 seconds.
So you're weirded out because it's Bella and her twin, Morgan, in bikinis.
Yes,
is it?
I am. Yes. Yeah. I'm really... See?
No! That's
what?
Weird!
I know!
Don't do that!
See, I can't look her in the eye after that.
Yeah, I think the lesson from this is you two need to avoid this situation again because now you're both super awkward.
Yeah, it's
awkward. Which is quite amusing for me because I'm fine.
Is this a guy-girl thing? Should she be showing me videos like that?
There's absolutely no problem with showing them to you. I get why you're a little bit uncomfortable.
Thank you.
And now you've learned this, you two can move on and avoid this in the future.
So don't... Let's see, I can't look in the eye. Don't show me videos like that of you and your twin.
It wasn't like, oh, look at this. It was, I tried to push my sister off the top of the
boat. It doesn't matter what it was. You're in bikinis and she's your twin sister.
Now it's getting weird.
Oh, it's happening again.
We need to stop this. So I'm starting to feel weird now. This is nothing to
do. I'm only looking at George. I can't look at anyone else.
I don't want to look at anyone right now. That's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland.
You are.
If you're thinking of writing a story soon, I've got some tips for you.
Do you know, I was thinking of writing a story.
I thought you might have been. This is from Mark Laidlaw, who is a sci-fi and horror writer.
Okay.
And what he's come up with, and I think he's very true, is that the first line of almost any story can be improved by just making sure that your second line is as follows.
You can't get any better than Once Upon a Time.
Ah, but it's your second line. And then the murders began.
Oh, yeah.
Let me put this into context for you.
Yeah.
In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit. And then the murders began. I wonder what Piglet is doing, thought Pooh.
And then the murders began. Genius.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
Y'all ready for the big show?
Say what?
Listen, I say we don't air this show.
What are you talking about?
As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on.
This is the show for you.
Let's go!
Robin Banks.
Hi!
Regarding the voices.
What voices?
When I heard your voice I didn't do it right because I thought George would be a brunette and I thought you'd be a red blonde guy. So I went and entered to the internet to see you guys.
Yeah.
But that was wrong.
Yep.
So were you pleasantly surprised or were you like, oh my God?
Yeah, no, it was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a dangerous question.
Yeah, I know. It could have gone two ways.
Yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Time. Bye. In the morning we gonna do
it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning.
Hi FM, Oman.